Hi folks, it's Pilgrim Chris, and this is a boo that I'm doing as a little montage of my own boos, inspired by Phil Sorrell, known as Daylight Gambler here on Audio Boo. Phil recently recorded a boo called Voices in My Head, in which it was a boo of a montage of people introducing themselves on Audio Boo, people who Phil follows in his community here on Audio Boo. And the boo in its concept is very simple. In its execution, must have been quite difficult for Phil and time consuming, but so rewarding for those that listened to it, and it was inspirational to me in such a way that it got me thinking about who I follow on Audio Boo, my connections here on Audio Boo, and how I got them, how I made that connection in the first place. And so I thought I would record a small series of boos called My Boo Friends. And just really to sort of share with you how I got to know certain people and what I think of them, if you like. And I say that in a simplistic way. It's just what these people mean to me, is probably a better term. And I'm going to start with Phil, with Daylight Gambler, Phil Sorrell, because, like I say, it was his boo that inspired this train of thought of mine. And so let me start at the beginning. How I first heard about Phil. How I first heard about Phil Sorrell. It was way back in the day when I was looking for an application for my mobile phone that would enable me to navigate safely whilst hiking. I'm a keen hiker, as many of you will know. And I was looking for an application that would do this. And I'd been off computers for a while in the sense of off social networks. I was an early advocate of forums and then onto Yahoo chats and those sort of things. But I gave it up after a while, and I wasn't looking to do that again. What I was looking for was an app, like I say, for my phone. But I downloaded VueRanger and it worked wonderfully. And VueRanger offered the ability to share and save my tracks when I was out hiking. And while I was looking through their website, they recommended a site called Social Hiking. So I took a look at it. The name intrigued me, Social Hiking. I'm a solo hiker, and I didn't see anything social about hiking in that sense. I know a lot of people hiked, but I didn't know many people that did personally, and I certainly didn't really go hiking with people. And so it intrigued me, this name, Social Hiking. So I went to take a look and I saw a website that enabled me to share my track, share the route I was doing, but also to enable me to add media to that route, photographs, videos, and audio as well. Audio came into that. Audio Boo itself is integrated into this sh site, shareyouradventure.com. And it made it fascinating for me because not now I was gone from being a solo hiker into somebody who was not only hiking, I was still a solo hiker to begin with, but I was sharing what I was doing with a community of people I didn't even know. And now how that happened was I had to sign up to Twitter to use Phil's site. You had to have a Twitter account to log in to be able to have an account with Phil's website. And so I created a Twitter account. And part of that was to follow the Social Hiking Twitter account. And that was it. That was my first foray into Twitter a few years ago. And my Twitter account has grown, my friends have grown, and I've met over the course of the past few years a lot of people off Twitter. My partner I've met through Twitter. My hiking buddies that I go hiking with now, people I actually hike with, I've met from Twitter. But these people I've met also, in the main, partner accepted, was through Social Hiking, other people that use this website. And so I finally met up with Phil at a meeting 2 or 3 years ago at Monsell Head in the Peak District, a meeting with other social hikers. It was the inaugural social hiking meeting, and we must plan another one. We really must. We've been talking about this for a while. But it was a wonderful, wonderful weekend. where I actually met, for the first time, people offline. People from my Twitter account, my followers and my friends. I met many of them, and this was a strange concept for me, because I live alone, I'm quite a solitary person. And this idea of meeting people like this was quite alien to me, but it was a joy, a true joy. And I got to meet Phil, of course. And I realised before I met Phil what a warm person he was, but in the flesh he was warm, lively, funny and intelligent. And over the course of the years, I followed Phil on his various social accounts, and we share similar interests, and of course we have different interests. Phil's into Formula One, something that I'm not really into. I like to watch it now and again when it's on TV. When it went to ITV, I changed and didn't watch it anymore. Is it back on BBC now? I think Phil will know that. But he's a keen Formula One fan. But also Phil is a keen supporter of the MS Society. Phil suffers from MS, as many of you who follow me and will follow Phil will know. And instead of it getting him down, though I'm sure it must do at times, in fact, I know it does, some of his audio booths themselves reflect this, Phil's taken the bull by the horns and used his passion for hiking to raise money for the MS Society. So, you know, this is, again, something that intrigues me, this idea of using your passion to raise money for charity, and Phil does it really well. Phil's also has a website of his own, other than social hiking, his business website, wheredidthetigergo.com. Phil's a website developer, and actually a very good one, and as I speak now, I think my partner will be getting in touch with him to see if he can help out with a project of hers. But he's a very good website developer. You only have to look at Share Your Adventure to see that anyway, really. It's a masterful piece of work. And I know it takes Phil a long time and a lot of effort to pull this together, to keep that site going. And that's his hobby. Doesn't even get paid for it. He brings a service out to people. And this is the thing, this service he brings out from his passion, from his love of hiking and his love of community. As you know from Phil's booth, if you've listened to it, Phil's an advocate of community and is passionate about his followers, his friends. And through social hiking, he's made me passionate about that. In fact, in the early days of social hiking, I wrote on his blog that social hiking made me more social. And it did. Because as I said, I was a solo hiker. I was a soloist. I was a solitary figure. I enjoyed that solitude. I still do. But I've learned to open myself up. I've learned to meet other people and go hiking with other people. And also just to be more sociable. It's something I struggle with all the time, of course. Anybody who listens to my booze on a regular basis will know that my delivery style of audio probably reflects my solitary existence. However, if it wasn't for people like Phil, I wouldn't be in the situation now where I'm able to speak to you, I'm able to go out hiking, I'm able to count as friends people who I've met through Twitter, through Phil's social hiking website, and through other medium that would only came about because I had to sign up for a Twitter account to become part of Phil's social hiking, shareyouradventure.com account, his website, his service. So I recommend Phil as a listen. I know some of my followers already follow Daylight Gambler here on Audioboo, but I also know that some of my followers don't. So if you're listening to this and you don't follow Phil here on Audioboo, I'm not saying that you should follow him. I'm saying go take a listen, because you might find what I find, a very fun, interesting, down-to-earth, open, warm and generous-hearted person. And you know what? I don't find many of those. Yet strangely, I seem to find them here on Audioboo. Thanks for listening. Hope I haven't embarrassed you too much, Phil, if you're listening to this. But you know, my boo friends. I can't use my boo friend, I can't use my friend. And thank you for everything that you've done for me over the years and continue to do so. I genuinely mean this. If it wasn't for Phil's site, Social Hiking, I probably won't even be on Audioboo, Twitter, G+, because I wasn't interested. I am now. Thanks again, Phil. Thanks, everyone, for listening. And as always, if applicable, God bless.